Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water, Sounds of the Living Water, Radio Show. Shalom, shalom, Israelites. Grace and peace. Hallelujah. Shalom. Shalom, shalom, Israel.
Shalom, shalom, family.
Shalom, shalom.
Grace and peace, hallelujah. Grace and peace.
Amen.
Well, today is another episode of the Sounds of Living Waters of Job Israel, the Commonwealth of Israel. And this is your Thursday night edition with your brother Isaiah Brown of the Spirit of Meekness and Charity Bible Study Class.
Amen.
Amen.
The Spirit of Meekness and Charity Bible Study Class, brothers and sisters, coming to you out of Peoria, Illinois.
Amen.
And today, reading for our brother is Nakomi Swanson.
Amen.
And tonight's Amen. Precept is two hearts, one now, the other future. Two hearts. One now, the other's future. Now, Proverbs, the scripture is Proverbs 12 and 1. Whoso loveth instruction, loveth knowledge, but he that hateth reproof is brutish. Look, people,
Amen.
You gotta have that heart of God. It's all to it. And without it, you'll never see him. You'll never see him. You'll be in a fence, and you'll never see the Father. Jesus ain't bringing no strags to the Father. Forget about it. Clean your house up. So with that being said, we go. Oh, today is Man and the Boys. Is our sister Rhea Israel, my lovely Rhea. Hold
Amen.
It down.
Amen.
Shalom, family. Shalom.
Shalom, shalom.
I'm so glad this day is over with.
Ooh, not quite. You got to deal with that madness tomorrow.
Oh.
Anywho, without further ado, let's turn this over to our brother Isaiah Brown.
Amen.
Amen, amen. Hey, grace and peace, family. My name is Brother Isaiah. I bring the preacher tonight. My reader is Brother Nakomi. I'd like to say grace and peace to all my brothers and sisters, and thank you for taking the time out to check us out on the Sounds of Living Water blog talk show on my blog talk part that's called The Spirit of Meekness and Charity. And, you know, and just one more time, the name of the precept is called Two Hearts, One Now, the Other Future. You know, and it's a couple of things that, you know, well, actually, there are a lot of things that the Most High God has showed me during this precept is that we quite not understand these hearts that the Lord is talking about is because the Bible clearly showed us that the Lord in plain words has said that I'm going to give you a new heart, you know, But what I'm going to do is because this lesson is so long, but if I pull it off, I can get out on decent time today. So if everybody have like a pencil and paper, you know, if you don't write this down, I'm going to call off some scriptures. And on your own time, you can go through these scriptures. So the first one you can write down is the book of 1 Samuel chapter 10, verses 5 through 9. You know, that's just in plain words of the Lord giving Saul a new heart. Because when Saul became the king of Israel, he needed to start to think like a king of Israel. You know, he needed to start to put on the, you know, he needed righteous judgments. You know, he needed to know the law, the statutes, commandments. He needed to know all this good stuff, and so he can rule the Lord's people well. The Lord had to give him a new heart so he'd be able to do that. And you know, in your own time, go in the book of Psalms, chapter 51. Verses 1 through 10. And you know, and that's David. David begging and asking the Lord to clean him up and give him this new heart. You know, a heart to serve him. You can also, go into the book of Galatians chapter 3, verses 21 through 27. That just talk about the baptism. You know, when you're baptized, you need to have a new heart. You can't be the same old man you used to be before you went in the water. You need to start walking in newness of life. You need a new heart. You can also go into the book of Matthew, chapter 28, verses 19 through 20, talk about some of the same things, and definitely with the Holy Ghost. The book of Acts, chapter 2, verses 38, is also just telling you in plain words, you need to be baptized in the name of Jesus. And then you can go into the book of John, chapter 7, verses 3 through 5, you got to be born of that water. You know, I am not able to put these scriptures into this lesson. We'll be here around 11. We might be here around 10:30, 11 o'clock at night, you know, and I'm pretty sure people are going to work in the morning. So I'm not able to do these scriptures. But these are just some of the things that you can check out to see that this is the heart that the Lord has guaranteed us in this very time period. In this very time period, this is what the Lord has given us now. He has given us a new heart now, a new heart to serve him, a new heart to get rid of all the pagan gods we used to serve, a new heart to watch our mouth, a new heart to serve him, a new heart to do things right, and a new heart to follow him according to what's written in the pages of the book. That's the new heart he has given us. But the issue that we might be having now with the precept, well, not issue with the precept, but the confusion come in with not understanding what heart the Most High is talking about. It's because the scriptures I just showed you would give you enough understanding that of course he's talking about giving you a new heart now. But when you constantly reading this Bible and get a bigger understanding of what this is saying, he's also saying, I'm going to give you a heart even better than the one I'm giving you now. Because the heart I'm going to give you in the future, ain't nobody going to be teaching nobody. No man, I'm not going to be teaching you. You're not going to be teaching me. You're not going to be on no cornerstones. You're not going to be on no blog talks. You know, it's not going to be none of that, because it's simply said when you get that new heart, no man is going to teach no one else. So we need to understand that the book is talking about a new heart now that we have, that we're trying our best to fight and keep, and we're also talking about a new heart in the future where you cannot sin. So I'm going to start us out in the Lord's Prayer, and Brother McComb, you can read whatever the Father put in your heart. All sisters, please cover your head. All brothers, please uncover your head. Let's face the east towards Jerusalem and pray in. After this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
He that liveth forever created all things in general. The Lord only is righteous, and there is none other but he. He governs the world with the palm of his hand, and all things obey his will, for he is king of all by his power, dividing holy things among them from profane, To whom hath he given power to declare his works? And who shall find out his noble acts? Who shall number the strength of his majesty? And who shall also tell out his mercies? As for the wondrous works of the Lord, there may nothing be taken from them, neither may anything be put unto them, neither can the ground of them be found out. When a man hath done, then he beginneth, and when he leaveth off, then he shall be doubtful. What is man, and whereto serveth he? What is his good, and what is his evil? The number of man's days at the most are 100 years, as a drop of water unto the sea, and a gravel stone in comparison of the sand. So are 1,000 years to the days of eternity. Therefore is God patient with them, and pour forth his mercy upon them. He saw and perceived their end to be evil. Therefore he multiplied his compassion. I read Ecclesiastes chapter 18, verses 1 through 12. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, 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 amen. Good to be using the call me, and thank you for taking the time out to read for Brother Isaiah. Amen. And I hope your day is going very well, bro. All right, y'all, now it's time for us to get some knowledge. You know, the Lord has used me to spoil y'all ridiculously with the Spirit of Meekness and Charity. But this precept is more of a meat lesson. This precept is more of knowledge. Because, like I said, this precept is not to attack anybody. Because whatever measure the Lord has given you, then that's the level of a measurement he has given you. But some other people, the Lord might show something a little bit more too. You know, and you can find yourself, you know, it's a blessing that the Lord, you know, we're not worthy of it. You know, so that's why even when this precept is brought forth, I'm still a filthy rag and falling short and leaning on God's grace and mercy. I'm just trying to do the best I can to hold on, like we all are. But the ones that's trying and the ones the Lord finds suitable, he'll show you a little bit more than usual. You know, because I've always been taught about a new heart. But when you read the scriptures, it's obviously got to be talking about more than one new heart. It's because the first new heart, we all get that. Because we all not as crazy as we was before. You know, since I got baptized and started walking right, I stopped cussing people out. I stopped talking crazy. I stopped, you know what I'm saying? I stopped doing a whole lot of things that I used to do before I found the truth. And I'm pretty sure that you all have gotten a new heart because how crazy y'all was before in the truth, the Lord has blessed us to get even better. But this new heart thing, the new heart that we have now is a heart, a mind that the Lord has given us to follow him and to know him better. But you still have your trials and tribulations. But there's another new heart, according to the scriptures, where you go get it right. And everybody that has to be so blessed will be called the children of the Most High. So let's break these two things down. Let's break down in the scriptures of the future. Let's break down the scriptures, let's break down the scriptures of this new heart that's going to be in the future and how we cannot use these scriptures to proclaim the present time. The scriptures we're about to read, we cannot claim for the present time. So let's see what I'm talking about here. I know y'all probably thinking, well, what is he talking about? Let's go in the book of Ezekiel chapter 36. And keep your mark in the book of Ezekiel because we'll be running in here a little bit today. And we go look kind of sharp on time. Well, we might as well start here. Let's see. Brother Nakomi, pick it up at verse 22. And we're going to read verses 22 all the way through 25. And I will cut you off when necessary, okay?
Oh, okay.
All right, when you get it, bro, go ahead and read.
Ezekiel 36:22. Therefore say unto the house of Israel, thus saith the Lord God, I do not this for your sake, O house
of
Israel.
I'm sorry, Nakami. I can't cut this off. We got to start from that for where the Lord had it set up. I'm sorry. Pick it up in verse 16. I'm sorry, Sister Rhea. This could be, we're going to read Ezekiel 36:16-25.
Okay, verse 16. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, when the house of Israel dwelt in their own land, they defiled it by their own way and by their doings. Their way was before me as the uncleanness of a removed woman. Wherefore I poured my fury upon them for the blood that they had shed upon the land and for their idols, wherewith they had polluted it. And I scattered them among the heathen, and they were despised, dispersed through the countries. According to their way and according to their doing, I judge them.
Okay, now check this out right here. So we read verse 19. It said, I scattered them among the heathen, and they were dispersed through the countries. And to this very same day, we are still scattered among the heathens. We all understand that now. Go ahead and read. Keep that in mind. Verse 19. We scattered through the countries, and we are amongst the heathens. Verse 20.
And when they entered into the heathen, whither they went, they profaned my holy name. When they said to them, these are the people of the Lord and are going forth out of his land. But I had pity for my holy name, which the house of Israel had profaned among the heathen. Therefore, say unto the house of Israel, thus saith the Lord God, I do not this for your sakes, O house of Israel, but for my holy name's sake, which ye have profaned among the heathen, whither ye went.
Mm-hmm.
And I will sanctify my great name, which was profaned among the heathen, which ye have profaned in the midst of them, and the heathen shall know that I am the Lord, saith the Lord God, when I shall be sanctified in you before their eyes.
Now look at this, right? So now we got to pick up this future. You know, so we're looking at our rebellious and our continuing rebellious as just us in general, a rebellious people. But when you look at verse 23, it said, I will sanctify my great name, which was profaned among the heathen, which ye have spoken in the midst of them. And the heathen shall know that I am the Lord, saith the Lord God, when I shall be sanctified in you before your eyes, before their eyes. So now we already picking up this future. The reason and how we pick up this future is because the Lord, because the all heathens don't know. I mean, some know, but the book is telling you that all is going to know. So now we're picking up more of this future thing. Verse 24.
For I will take you from among the heathen and gather you out of all countries and will bring you into your own land. Then will I sprinkle clean water upon you, and ye shall be clean from all your filthiness and from all your idols will I cleanse you.
Now keep a marker here. Because we're coming back to that 26. So it says, for verse 24 says, for I will take you from among the heathen and gather you out of all countries and will bring you into your own land. We all know that this is future. Then will I sprinkle clean water upon you, and ye shall be clean from all your filthiness and from all your idols will I cleanse you. So now we talk about a cleansing. We already know that this cleansing is giving us a new heart. We can read that at 26 later. But when you read verse 25, it says, I'm going to sprinkle clean water. You know, you're going to be clean. I'm going to wash you from all your idols. Let's pick up this story somewhere else. Because if the book is telling, if we're looking at these scriptures and we're starting to get an understanding just out of one verse that this is talking about the future, then we have to really watch of what heart cleanses we are talking about. because you might be talking about the wrong one and find yourself a hypocrite. Let's find this thing out. Keep your marker here in Ezekiel 36, and let's go into the book of Isaiah chapter 4. We're in the book of Isaiah chapter 4, and we're going to read verses 1 through 4. When you get it, bro, go ahead and read.
Isaiah chapter 4, starting at the 1. And in that day, seven women shall take hold of one man, saying, "We will eat our own bread and wear our own apparel. Only let us be called by thy name to take away our reproach."
Mm-hmm.
In that day shall the branch of the Lord be beautiful and glorious, and the fruit of the earth shall be excellent and comely for them that are escaped of Israel. And it shall come to pass that he that is left in Zion and he that remaineth in Jerusalem shall be called holy, even everyone that is written among the living in Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm.
When the Lord shall have washed away the filth of the daughters of Zion, and shall have purged the blood of Jerusalem from the midst thereof by the spirit of judgment and by the spirit of burning.
Oh, that sounds like almost a similar story to the book of Ezekiel chapter 36. But if we're not paying attention and we're talking about this new heart all over this Bible, then according to the scriptures, it said that one man shall have seven, and in that day, seven women shall take hold of one man, saying, "We will eat our own bread, and wear our own apparel. Only let us be called by thy name to take away our reproach." So if we don't understand about this new heart, and you are upset because a brother want to have more than one wife, then now we have ourselves a problem, because according to you, we already have this new heart that we read in the book of Ezekiel chapter 36. So we need to understand something here, that a lot of things that read in this Bible is not talking about now. It's a lot of things that's written in the scriptures that is talking about future. In the future, seven women will take hold of one man, saying, "We will eat our own bread and wear our own apparel. Only let us be called by thy name to take away our reproach." And the Lord called these people holy. He said that they all will be holy. And it shall come to pass that, verse 3, "And it shall come to pass that he that is left in Zion and he that remaineth in Jerusalem shall be called holy, even every one that is written among the living and in Jerusalem. And the Lord shall have washed away the filth of the daughters of Zion, and shall have purged the blood of Jerusalem from the midst thereof by the spirit of judgment and by the spirit of burning." So now you're looking at this washing. You know, it's like this is talking about a major purging, a major cleanse. We have a heart to follow him now, absolutely. But when he go into full depth detail, you know we struggle every day. But how he's bringing this is looking like ain't nobody struggling like that no more. Because a lot of this stuff that's talking about this new heart is talking about the future. All this is future. Now let's go back into the book of Ezekiel chapter 36. And we're going to start at verses 26 all the way down to verse 29.
Ezekiel 36:26.
Yes, sir.
"A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you an heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you, and cause you to walk in my statutes, and ye
Call.
Shall keep my judgment."
Calls you. Calls you to walk in my spirit. it seems like when he give us this new heart, we ain't gonna have no choice but to serve him. Because I'm gonna cause you to walk directly in my name. I mean, in my way. Because I'm not doing this for y'all's sake. I'm doing this because y'all messed up my name. And I refuse to have y'all embarrass my name like this. So I'm going to give you a heart that you can't help but to do what you're supposed to be doing. What verse was that, bro?
When 27 in the middle of it.
And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and ye shall keep my judgments and do them. 28.
And ye shall dwell in the land that I gave to your fathers, and ye shall be my people, and I will be your God.
Mm-hmm.
I will also save you from all your uncleanness, and I will call for the corn and will increase it and lay no famine upon you.
So we all shall know that this is talk. This is pure future. This is pure future of his new heart. Because we already do understand, so this is why I think that the Lord has given me this precept, to show a difference between these hearts. Because we have one already, but it seems like according to your scriptures that he's going to give us an even better one. To cause us to walk in his statutes and in his judgments and to do them. It don't look like no slipping and falling here. Because everybody got their own trials and tribulations. David was a man after the Lord's own heart, but he still had to fight this battle. Paul did great wonders. I mean, he did great things. Still fighting. All these prophets in this Bible had a heart to follow the Most High God, but they still fighting. They're still trying to put away this flesh. You know us. We fight hard every day. But some days, you know, your thinking might be off. You might say the wrong thing. You might be looking at the wrong thing. But when you read about this new flesh, I mean this new heart, it looked like to me that we're not going to even think like that. It's like we're going to be called to do the right thing and only the right thing. Because the book is telling you, you could be in your own land. I'm going to give you a new heart. I'm going to sprinkle you with the wash. I'm going to wash you clean. I'm going to take away the filth of the daughters of Zion. Let's talk about a major purging. So this is this future of this new heart I think the book is talking about. So that's why I think it's two. So now it's best for us to go into the book of Jeremiah 31 now. The book of Jeremiah chapter 31, and we're going to read verses 27 through 33.
Jeremiah 31 and 27. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will sow the house of Israel and the house of Judah with the seed of man and with the seed of beast. And it shall come to pass that like as I have watched over them to pluck up and to break down and to throw down and to destroy and to afflict, so will I watch over them to build and to plant, saith the Lord. In those days they shall say no more, the fathers have eaten a sour grape, and the children's teeth are set on edge. But every one shall die for his own iniquity. Every man that eateth the sour grape, his teeth shall be set on edge.
Mm-hmm.
Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day that I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, which my covenant they break, although I was a husband unto them, saith the Lord. But this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my law in their inward parts and write it in their hearts, and will be their God, and they shall be my people.
And you see, now we can see well the error comes in. It's because we read the book of Ezekiel chapter 36 that's giving us a far more depth detail than the book of Jeremiah chapter 31. But when you read the book of Ezekiel chapter 36, it just shows you blown, plain, simple, that he's talking about the future. Now, we're reading the book of Jeremiah chapter 31, and a lot of us like to go to the book of Jeremiah chapter 31 and try to use this for the present time today. But you can't use it for the present time today is because of verse 34. When you get it, go ahead and read.
Jeremiah 31, verse 34. And they shall teach no more every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, know the Lord, for they shall all know me, from the least of them unto the greatest of them, saith the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sin no more.
So now we're starting to get a better understanding that they got to be two hearts that the Most High God was talking about. You know, the Lord gave us information before in the scriptures that he give us new hearts. Yeah, I know that already. Because some of the stuff that I'm ashamed to even speak of, I don't do no more. You know, since I've been up under the water. And the Lord has given me a new heart. I understand that. But when you get full depth detail in this Bible and the Lord started to open up more things to us, then it started to see, it to me it seemed like that he gave us a new heart to serve him. But then it's going to be a present time that he's going to really give us that water, that washing of water, and cleanse us and give us that real new heart. It has to be future, because 34 said, and they shall teach no more every man his neighbor, and every man his brother, saying, know the Lord, for they shall all know me, from the least of them unto the greatest of them, saith the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sin no more. We teaching each other right now. I learned something from Nakomi last night. I learned something. I learned something from Job on the Sabbath that has passed. Even when Sister Mary says something, or Sister Ray says something, I'm learning something. Every time I'm on the blog talk show, even with the new crew, with brother Paul and brother Bob, I'm learning something. I'm always learning when I'm with you guys. And vice versa. The brothers that do the YouTube broadcasting, the other people that do their own blog talk show, the people that got their own website doing the Sabbath Live. You even got Facebook Live. You even got YouTube Live. Everybody around the whole globe is still teaching people and learning. But according to the scriptures, it said that they shall teach no more every man his neighbor. That the Most High God has given us a preview of how he's going to take care of business in the future. So this new heart, this new sprinkling, all this other stuff, I honestly believe that he is actually talking about the future. We all want to be cleansed now, yeah. But I honestly believe that it's going to be a certain time in our life that it's going to go even farther than that. The book Ezekiel chapter 36. And we're going to read verses 30 through 36. The book Ezekiel 36, verses 30 through 36. When you get it, bro, go ahead and read.
Ezekiel 36, starting at the 30. And I will multiply the fruit of the tree and the increase of the field, that ye shall receive no more reproach of famine among the heathen, Then shall ye remember your own evil ways and your doings that were not good, and shall loathe yourselves in your own sight for your iniquities and for your abominations. Not for your sakes do I this, saith the Lord God. Be it known unto you, be ashamed and confounded for your own ways, O house of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Thus saith the Lord God, in the day that I shall have cleansed you from all your iniquities, I will also cause you to dwell in the city, and the waste shall be builded.
Verse 33 said, thus saith the Lord, in the day that I shall have cleansed you from all your iniquities, I will also cause you to dwell in the cities, and the waste shall be builded. Oh, we're talking about his future here. Go ahead and read.
34. And the desolate land shall be tilled, whereas it lay desolate in the sight of all that passed by.
Mm-hmm.
And they shall say, this land that was desolate is become like the Garden of Eden, and the waste and desolate and ruined cities are become fenced and are inhabited. Then the heathen that are left round about you shall know that I, the Lord, build the ruined places and plant that was desolate. I, the Lord, have spoken it, and I will do it.
And number few should we talking about here? You know, because we just read Ezekiel 36, 16 through 25, the book of Isaiah chapter 4, verses 1 through 4, went back to Ezekiel 36, 26 through 29. We went right to Jeremiah 31, verses 27 through 33, and we just read the book Ezekiel chapter 36, verses 30 through 36. And to me, it seemed like it's all talking about the exact same thing. Of his plans and at what he's going to do in the future. So now let's go into the book of Zechariah chapter 8. And to come, I think you got the exact same Bible as me. Because I promise the same time I turn my pages is when you turn yours. When I hear it on the thing.
Yeah, I think the same thing.
Yeah. That mean you got some flavor. All right, we're in the book of Zechariah chapter 8, and all we want is verse 23. You get it? Go ahead and read.
Zechariah 8:23. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, in those days it shall come to pass that 10 men shall take hold out of all languages of the nations, even shall take hold of the skirt of him that is a Jew, saying, we will go with you, for we have heard that God is with you.
All this stuff reads about the future from the Old Testament. All this stuff is talking about what is going to come to pass. You know, that's all we're talking about. That's it. Because now we have to go right back into the book of Jeremiah chapter 31. And then we can try to bring all this in. With the book of Jeremiah chapter 31. And we're going to read verses 34 again, so we can understand that this is really talking about the future. When you get it, just read that one verse again for me.
Jeremiah 31 and 34. And they shall teach no more every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, know the Lord, for they shall all know me, from the least of them unto the greatest of them, saith the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sin no more.
So now, if the book is telling us that that no man is going to teach every man his servant, I mean, no one is going to teach each other no more. So now, that means if we already have this new heart that people like to come and scroll through in Jeremiah 31, that means these scriptures we're about to read now should even exist in our mouth if this has already happened. So let's go to the book of 2 Timothy chapter 3. Read the book of 2 Timothy chapter 3, and all we want is verse 14. I mean, not 14, I'm sorry. All we want is verse 16.
Second Timothy
hold on,
3
I,
and
I'm
6.
Sorry. Hold on, I think I'm on the wrong spot. Oh, yeah, I'm the wrong one. You have 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. You get it? Go ahead and read.
2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16?
Mm-hmm.
All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness.
So that means we should be teaching this no more if the book of Jeremiah 31 and 34 has already come to pass. So that means verse 16 will say all scriptures is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in right. We shouldn't even be talking about that no more if we already have gotten this new heart and no man is teaching another man anymore. That means we should even be trying to reprove or try to correct people no more. Because then, of course, you got to teach them and show them if that come out your mouth. So let's go to the book of Matthew chapter 28. We're in the book of Matthew chapter 28, and we're going to read verses 19 through 20.
Matthew 28, starting at 19.
Mm-hmm.
Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the world. Amen.
It got to be another new heart the Lord is talking about. Because everybody, and I'm not trying to condemn nobody, it's just to try to help, to get a better understanding of what this new heart means. Because if we run to the book of Jeremiah chapter 31 about the new heart, and somebody turn around and read verse 34, you can really mess somebody up with the scriptures. Because the book simply said ain't nobody going to be teaching nobody no more. And if you go and try to use that verse, all they can do is, what if they come across this? Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things, whatsoever I've commanded you. And lo, I am with you always. You know, what's the purpose of even trying to do verses 19 and 20 if the book just said that no man will teach another man? It don't even make no sense. But in order for it to make sense, then we got to understand that Jeremiah chapter 31 is talking about the future. Ezekiel 36 is talking about the future. Isaiah chapter 4 is talking about the future. The book of Zechariah chapter 8, verse 23, is talking about the future. The level of understanding the Most High has given us this very day, appreciate it, and do the best you can to walk in his law, statutes, and judgments. That's the new heart that he gave us. To be hungry enough to fight for everlasting life and try to get this thing right. That's what he has given us. But if Jeremiah 31 has already occurred, then what's the purpose of even trying to go and teach somebody? If the book simply say no man could be teaching nobody else. So it's just be something to be mindful on. Let's go to the book of Colossians chapter 3. Colossians chapter 3, and all we want is verse 16. Let's check out some more of this stuff.
Colossians 3 and 16.
Mm-hmm.
Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord.
Hey. So we got to be mindful again. Understand when the Lord is talking about this new mind. I said it before, I say it again. He gave us a new mind to serve him. He gave us a new mind to walk in his law, statutes, and judgments. And then he talk about another new mind that is going to be so fast and broad that ain't nobody going to be teaching nobody no more. So that's why be careful of how you use these words when it's talking about the new mind. Amen. So now let's go into the book of Matthew chapter 7, verse 5. Well, hold on a second. Let's see if you might be able to have time to go to the other one.
James, let's see.
Yeah, go in the book of James. I'm sorry, go in the book of James, chapter 1, verse 26. When you get it, go ahead and read.
James, chapter 1, verse 26.
Mm-hmm.
If any man among you seem to be religious and bridleth not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man's religion is vain.
So, you know, when it comes to what you really say, you know, you got to really watch what you say and how you can, and how you conduct yourself. And definitely when you talk about the scriptures and stuff when it comes to the Bible. Because it says, if any man among you seem to be religious and bright of not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man's religion is vain. So the whole thing is, man, you know, don't be deceptive. You know, if somebody come to you with something, man, you know, just check it out. You know what I'm saying? Like this whole thing, you know, the two hearts. It's just something I throw out there. Let me see how it goes. Let me see if this thing makes sense. You know, and the whole thing is that I don't want to deceive myself, and I don't want to deceive other, and I don't want to try to deceive people that's listening to the blog talk show. I want to try to do this thing right, just like anybody else would. All right, let's go to the book of Matthew chapter 7.
Let me see.
I think I put down the wrong one. That's the wrong one. Writing too fast again. That's not the right one. So sorry about that. Let's move along. Now let's go to the book of Numbers, chapter 15. It's because another reason why I threw in the fringes, just for in case, you know, because this new heart thing that a lot of people, we know that some people talk about, you know, they try to link up like fringes and like your clothing wear. Like how we're not supposed to do that stuff no more. But when we understand what the book is talking about this new heart, then we should understand that, like, the clothing of the fringes shouldn't even be mentioned when we talk about a new heart. And let's find this thing out. And the reason why we're going here is, like I said before, is because some people use a new heart to try to tell people that, you know, you're not supposed to wear, there's no need to wear fringes. But what we're going to do is to check this thing out in the book of Numbers chapter 15, and we're going to read verses 37 through 40. The book of Numbers chapter 15, verses 37 through 40. When you get it, bro, go ahead and read.
Numbers 15, starting at the 37. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and bid them that they make them fringes in the borders of their garments throughout their generations, and that they put upon the fringe of the border of a ribbon of blue. And it shall be unto you for a fringe, that ye may look upon it and remember all the commandments of the Lord and do them, and that ye seek not after your own heart and your own eyes, after which ye used to go a whoring, that ye may remember and do all my commandments and be holy unto your God.
Right, so you see, and you know, I need to get some myself. I don't see, you know, this. If the Lord said, well, throughout your generation, then I think it'd be best, you know, hey, check them out, well, throughout your generation. You know, but sometimes a lot of us might overlook a scripture or might not read too much, understand what a scripture is saying, and all that could tell you, well, you know, we have a new heart, so there's no need to wear fringes. But when they talk about that, they grab the verse of Jeremiah 31, verses 27 through 33, but the book is simply showing us that is talking about the future, so we can't use that scripture to try to claim that wearing fringes is wrong. I'm not saying they're doing it on purpose. All I'm just trying to do is get a better understanding and try to show the people that. So I don't think it's wise for us to pull out Jeremiah 31 and try to use fringes put fringes in with the book of Jeremiah chapter 31. I don't think that's a wise thing. And the reason why I don't think it's wise is because the next verse we're going to, and that's the book of Matthew chapter 9. Let's go to the book of Matthew chapter 9. Matthew chapter 9, and we're going to read verses 20 through 22. Matthew chapter 9, verses 20 through 22.
Matthew chapter 9, starting at 20. And behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years came behind him and touched the hem of his garment. For she said within herself, if I may but touch the garment, I shall be whole. But
if Jesus Christ if the Lord meant for Jeremiah to use this as fringes, then then why would Jesus come in the future wearing fringes? Because in your own time, the word him in the Hebrew means crespedon. And the word crespedon means a fringe or fringes or like the bottom of a clothing or a garment. But just look it up. You're not going to find it on this New Age stuff. You got to actually go into the Bible Hub and out of the Strong Concordance, and you can look it up and you'll see it right there. But just let you know that him means fringe. So it just shows you that the woman with the bleeding issue, she touched the fringes of his garment. You know, and if the scriptures is telling us we no longer have to wear fringes because we have a new heart, then why would Jesus come in the future wearing them himself? You see, that doesn't make sense. It's because the things that he was talking about in the Bible is talking about the future. So we got to get an understanding of when the Lord used the word new heart. We got to understand that he's talking about a new heart now. And he's also talking about a far and a more vast new heart in the future. Correct me if I'm wrong. I mean, that's what it seemed to me. You know, I'm throwing it out here with this precept. You know, it's something brand new. Why not? Why not give it a try? You know, but when you look at this thing, that's what it seemed like to me. So now let's go to the book of 1 Samuel chapter 10. We might as well read these two. So now we understand that the Lord was using this new heart in the future. So let's check out some of this stuff about a new heart that we have now, if that makes sense. So let's go to the book of 1 Samuel. First Samuel chapter 10, and we're gonna start at verses. We're gonna be verses one. Well, we're gonna be verses 1 through. One through nine. Well, yep, we're gonna be 1 Samuel chapter 10, verses 1 through 9. You get it? Go ahead and read.
1 Samuel chapter 10, starting at the 1. Then Samuel took a vial of oil and poured it upon his head and kissed him and said, "Is it not because the Lord hath anointed thee to be captain over his inheritance? When thou art departed from me today, then thou shalt find two men by Rachel's sepulcher in the border of Benjamin at Zezah, and they will say unto thee, the asses which thou wentest to seek are found, and lo, thy father hath left the care of the asses and sorrow for you, saying, what shall I do for my son? Then shalt thou go on forward from thence, and thou shalt come to the plain of Tabor, and there shall meet thee three men going up to God to Bethel, one carrying three kids, another carrying three loaves of bread, and another carrying a bottle of wine. And they will salute thee and give thee two loaves of bread, which thou shalt receive of their hand. After that, thou shalt come to the hill of God, where is the garrison of the Philistines. It shall come to pass, when thou art come thither to the city, that thou shalt meet a company of prophets coming down from the high place with a psaltery and a tabret and a pipe and a harp before them, and they shall prophesy, and the Spirit of the Lord will come upon thee, and thou shalt prophesy with them, and shalt be turned into another man.
So now we know for a fact that after this stuff happens, then Saul is that the Spirit of the Lord will come upon Saul, and Saul is going to start prophesying, and he shall be turned into another man. Skip down to verse 9.
Verse 9. And it was so that when he had turned his back to go from Samuel, God gave him another heart, and all those signs came to pass that day.
Right, so of course we understand that this the Lord do work like that. You see, and what I'm trying to get at is this right here, is that when the Lord is talking, I mean, so like for example, like us, like on Blog Talk Show, you know, the Lord gave us a heart to serve him. He gave us a heart to follow him and giving us a chance, opportunity to know him. You know, he gave us a heart to do that, a mind to serve him. The same thing he did with Saul and the same thing he did with the other prophets, even David, a man after his own heart. But when you read about this heart, it still shows us that we still have trials and tribulations, even though we have a new heart. So let's go to the book of Psalms, chapter 51, and we're going to read verses 1 through 10. We're in the book of Psalms, chapter 51, and we're going to read verses 1 through 10. When you get it, go ahead and read.
Psalms 51, starting at the 1. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies. Blot out my transgression. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin.
It said, wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. But according to the new heart that was prophesied in the book of Ezekiel and the book of Jeremiah, said that you're going to sin no more. But David already has new heart because that spirit of the Lord came upon him after Saul messed up. And but David is saying, wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. So it's obvious it got to be a different level of this washing. But go ahead and read verse 3.
3. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee, thee only have I sinned, and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest, and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou darest desire proof in the inward part, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins, and blot out my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me.
And we all want that. We all want the Most High God to create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us. We all want that. And he can give it to us this very day. So I'm in agreement with we have a new heart. I agree 100% with it. But I honestly think that it's levels to this new heart thing. Because he already showed us that I'm giving you a new heart. But then when you go in other parts in the Bible, he's talking about I'm going to give you a new heart and ain't nobody going to be teaching nobody and you are going to walk right and do this thing right. But it seems like it's on a different level. I don't know. That's what it seemed like to me. It's because the Most High God gave Paul a new heart. Paul started doing this thing with excellency. And he was so cold at what the Lord gave him, he was using a handkerchief to get the job done. Because he have a new heart. But let's find out. Let's go to the book of Romans chapter 7. And this will be last. We're in the book of Romans, chapter 7. This will be last. Start at verse 14 and read all the way down to 23.
Romans, chapter 7, starting at 14. For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, sold under sin. For that which I do, I allow not, for what I would, that do I not, but what I hate, that do I. If then I do that which I would not, I consent unto the law that it is good. Now then, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good, I find not.
Mm-hmm.
For the good that I would, I do not. But the evil which I would not, that I do. Now, if I do that I would not, it is no more I that do it, but the sin that dwelleth in me. I find then a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me.
Mm-hmm.
For I delight in the law of God after the inward man. But I see another law in my members warring against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members.
Mm-hmm. Read verse 4 and we finish. Sorry.
24. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death?
That's why I think it's more levels to this new heart. than meet the eye. It's because, man, Paul is the man, but he tells you, man, that, you know, I fight a battle with myself like everybody else do. I have my trials and tribulations just like everybody else do. I want to do good. Sometimes I don't find it in me to do good. But I ain't saying that I do that, but it's in my mind. So that's why I started. That's why I'm starting to get an understanding that the Lord is talking about more than one heart. He talked about a new heart that we obviously seen from the prophet Saul, and we also understand that it also happened to David and the rest of the other prophets. Well, he even had the Spirit of the Lord came under the 70 some elders in Moses' time. You know, we all have an understanding that the Lord do work with a new heart in this present time and back in the day, or, you know, so even in the present. We understand that. But then when you start reading in other scriptures about having this new heart, it started to talk about, you know, you ain't going to be teaching no other man. Then, you know, you go do this job right. You're not going to slip. You're not going to fall. So I honestly believe that, hey, it could be that, you know, it was more levels to this new heart in the future. That's about it. Let me know what y'all think, and I thank y'all for your time.
Amen.
Wow. I got one verse. It's in Isaiah chapter 11. And second. It says it's Isaiah chapter 11:6. The wolf also shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid, the calf and the young lion, and the fatling together, and the little child shall lead them. And the cow and the bear shall feed, and the little ones shall lie down together, and a lion shall eat straw like an ox. The suckling child shall play on the hole of an ass, and the weaned child shall put his hand on a cockatrice den. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. And in that day there shall be a root of Jesse, shall stand for an ensign of the people, and to the Gentiles seeking his rest shall be glorious. Bruh, that new heart is in this day. You're getting it now. You're getting a portion of it. But this
right
here, when he said the earth is going to be full of the knowledge of the Lord, that's then.
Right.
You know, the new heart that we're working on now is going to get us to this point. So we got to take in everything that we can now in order to get to the next point. It's kind of looking at Adam and looking at Christ. Both of them had full capacity of their brain, but only one had the ability to manipulate his flesh. What do you mean? Jesus was able to control the environment around him like Elisha. In other words, he can make himself disappear. That's 100% capacity of your cerebral vortex. Jack, you are God.
Right.
That's that brain. That's that new heart. That's coming when the Lord comes back. But then there's another heart that you have to have now. That you must become a new man, and you got to be changed. That man is that you work on every day. That's why Paul say, I die daily. But
right
then he tells you, you got to put on a new creature. creature, but then he tell you it's the law of my members fighting against the law of my spirit.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to really take in this conversation. It's not cutting you dry. And no, no, you aren't sin. And no, we aren't in the days that everyone knows the God of Israel. And every neighbor is going to confess to themselves that they know the no. We're not there. So when he said that, when you quoted that Jeremiah, brother, that's way into our
mm-hmm.
It's going to be a brand new planet. And the earth is going to be full of the knowledge of the Lord, man. And if you're full of the knowledge of the Lord, it's going to be full of the truth of God. That's why he said there won't be no hurting nor destroying in all of my mouth. It's a great lesson, bro.
Man.
I love it. I love it, man. I feel you. I feel you, man. You got to have both brains. One now and one to come. One now. The one you got now is the one you're coming out the water with. And the Lord is saying if you're worthy of the one that he have waiting on you. Or the one that he really, the one that you have, he ready to blow it open. And fill it
mm-hmm.
up with everything that he has pertaining to himself. Great
right.
Brother, I yield the mic. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen.
So, Brother Isaiah?
Yes, ma'am.
So, the heart that we're working with now, this is like a practice heart, right?
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Good lesson, brother. Good reading, Brother Nechmeyer.
Oh, yeah, great reading, bro. Do I have any more? Anybody else want to say anything for tonight?
Yeah.
Who's that?
I'm Sister Doris.
Hi. I'd like to ask the question. Won't I need the new heart now in order to, you know what I mean, be able to enter into the kingdom? You're saying that we have to, it's two of them?
Well, I mean, well, like, this is a somewhat of a brand new lesson, and like, you know, my understanding is, or my outtake is that a portion, you know, honestly believe that we have a portion of the new heart, because according to the scriptures, like the book of 1 Samuel, when the Lord simply said it at that appointed time that Saul is going to get a new heart, then as soon as Samuel left, he got a new heart. When Saul messed up, that spirit left him, it went into David. David got a new heart. You know, so we understand that we have that portion now. But then when you read more about a new heart according to the scriptures, it starts to give you a whole other meaning of a new heart. Like, for example, we went to the book of Jeremiah chapter 31, right? And we read verses 27 through 33. And, you know, it simply said the exact same thing, that it said that the Lord, he's not going to deal with us how he dealt with us in the wilderness, but he's going to give us a new heart. But when you constantly keep reading, all he's doing is adding an entire picture for us. And it's, and we finish with that picture that he wrote for us. It simply says that ain't no man going to be teaching another man. But everybody is still teaching other people and getting information all over the whole world. So we understand that we got a small portion of it now. But according to the scriptures, it said that you're going to get the new heart, but ain't nobody going to be teaching nobody else. So that means, so my hypothesis is that we have a portion now, but if we find ourselves worthy at that point in time, he's going to give us that new heart that's going to make us really walk into his laws, statutes, and judgments. That makes sense to you?
So there's nothing I can do now until then, because that's what I'm hearing.
Well, your portion, well, the Lord gave us the laws, statutes, and judgments, you know. At first, we didn't have that before. You see, at first, we didn't have that. We was walking, doing the Sunday church or whatever. The Lord gave us a new heart to search him and go to the Sabbath day. You know, we no longer eat pork. He gave us a new heart to obey the dietary law.
Right.
You see?
Right.
So he gave us a new portion of that new heart, but then eventually in the time.
He gave
us a
more important one, but yeah. But that's the only one you quit. But, okay, now what I'm not getting is what I'm not understanding is when you say in the wilderness, would that be considered the forefathers or the children?
Well, according to the scriptures, this is us fleeing to the this is us fleeing into the wilderness. And you know that. Well, matter of fact, that thousand-year millennium, because I think Job pulled out that Isaiah chapter 11, and you know that's a thousand-year millennium. It said that what you started at what verse you started at, Brother Job? I think you started at verse 7. Well, no, you started at verse 6. The wolf also shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid, and the calf and the young lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. And the cow and the bear shall feed, their young ones shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like an ox, and the sucking child shall play on the hole of the abs, and the weaned child shall put his hand on the cotrus den. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. And in that day there shall be a root of Jesse, which shall stand for an ensign of the people, to it shall the Gentiles seek, and his rest shall be glorious. He's talking about his rest. You can go to the book of Revelations, chapter Revelations 12. Maybe it's 21. Basically, he called talking about his rest. And I think it's, the book of Revelation is chapter 20. And it says, hold on, let me see. Yep, the book of Revelation is chapter 20. And it says this right here, Revelation chapter 20, verses 6. Well, Revelation chapter 20, and let's see, let's read verse 4. It said, and I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them, and I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus, and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. But the rest of the dead lived not again until 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such the second death have no power. But they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. We all understand that this 1,000 years represent 1,000 years of peace. That's going to be on earth. So this time frame period of this new heart that the Lord has given us is obviously during this 1,000-year millennium, because that's when it's going to be peace on earth. There's going to be no havoc. There's going to be no hell. The devil's going to be tossed, he's going to be chained up for 1,000 years. So this peace and harmony that we're reading about this new heart has to be around that time frame. Does that make sense?
I'm
gonna let you fly. Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Well, any more questions or comments? No? Well, I got a question.
Yes, sir.
Bruh, when we talking about getting a new mind, are we talking about the fruits of the spirit, or are we talking about the mind of God? Which one are we talking about now?
You talking about the new heart we have now? Which one am I talking about?
Yeah.
Oh, you know what I'm talking about. I think it's the fruit of the spirit that we have now. It got to be, you know? But the one that me and you was talking about, the one that I was referring to in the future, is the second one you're talking about, that mindset of God. You know, I honestly believe that that's the one that comes later on, that comes later. But right now, I think it's the one that we're dealing with right now.
I want to share this right quick. In 1 Corinthians, I think it's 12 or 13. Let me see. I think it's 13. Let me see. Yeah, it's 13. It says this. It says, "For we know in part, we prophesy in part. When that which is perfect is come, and that part shall be done away with." See, that's it right there. There go both of them.
Because
right now we see in part. And then it says, "When I was a child, I spake as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. For I know in part, but then shall I know even as I am know."
Mm-hmm.
You see that?
Oh, yeah. Amen.
So,
I forgot all about that verse.
Well, praise God that he put it back in my remembrance, because your sister Doris had that come into my mind.
Right.
I got a question for Doris.
Yes, sir.
Is she still on the line?
Yes, sir.
I got a question, sis. Would you do me a small favor?
Get my Bible.
Well, yes and no. Yes and no. Yes and no.
Oh, what?
Come okay. On. I want you to do me a small little favor, and that is, I want you to look up the word emulation and variance and scorning.
Huh?
Emulation. Yes, emulation, variance, and scorning.
It would take me a minute. Do you have the definition?
No, I want you to have it next time we're on the phone. That's cool. I'll wait. Just bring it back. Yeah, just next time we all come together, like tomorrow night. You can have a definition. If not, have it Wednesday. I mean, Saturday or Sunday or something like that. So I just want you to look them things up. If you can for me, please.
All right. I got. You said stimulation.
Yes, ma'am.
And the other one.
Stimulation, variance, and scorning. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, sweet. Thank you, sis. So, if anything else to be said, Brother Isaiah, you have any closing comments?
Yeah, of course, as usual. Thank y'all for your patience. You know, that was a new step for me, you know. But best believe that you're going to hear a lot more of this in the future, Lord willing. We see that day. But like I said in general, you know, it's just that, you know, hey, you know how it is, you just throw it out there and see how it goes. You know, I see two things and I brought it to the table, and hopefully, you know, through the precept, we all got some type of understanding out of it. But you know, as usual, you know, man, thank God that this commandment stress the whole duty of man. You know, and if you're new to the Blog Talk Show, hey, you know, stick around. And I get the mic.
Amen. We thank you.
No problem.
All right, so with that being said, hey, we want to thank everybody for their time, and we hope we edify someone. And as we say here at the Sounds of Living Water, do what?
Read your Bibles.
Read your Bibles. Amen.
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 It's going pretty good. I was checking my antifreeze.
Oh, my God.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
Teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love, and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth? It will set you free.
Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water, sounds of the Living Water, sounds of the Living Water, radio show.